幻的时候，从在那个时候，人是不可以想象那个科技的进步。
Technology is already there.
科技现在已经发达到那个程度。
And it will be introduced. This computer specialist says, in the name of law and order.
这个的电脑专家他说，这种的技术的话，会因着所谓的法律去引出来。
Not in the name of lawlessness, of course.
不是说用一个不法的名堂。
When you have that chip implanted in your skin,
当你把这一种的硬件放在你的皮肤里面
，is extremely convenient for you.
对你来说是构成非常大的方便。
Why?
为什么呢
？Well, when you travel, you don't need a passport.
因为当你出国的时候，你根本不需要护照。
You want to buy things, you don't need to carry your Visa card or whatever card you have with you.
你去买东西的时候，你根本不需要带什么信用卡。
Very troublesome. You want to buy something, you forgot your Visa card or credit card.
你看，当你要买东西的时候，你忘记带你的信用卡，多么的不方便。
What happens if your passport is stolen?
或者你的护照遗失了怎么办呢
？How do you prove your ID?
你怎么去证明你的身份呢
？Future, you don't need any of this stuff.
在将来，我们根本不需要这一切。
You see, I have to carry my ID and things in my pocket, and it's wearing my trousers thin here at the back.
他说，他整天背着他的证件的话弄到裤。
Even yesterday, Helen was saying to me, "Look, you see, there's a mark on your trouser at the back where your cards are. It's wearing out the trousers."
这种就是你整天把那些的卡放在口袋里面的话，把裤子弄得薄。
But in Hong Kong, you're required by law to carry your ID around.
可在香港的话，不管你到什么地方，你都是要把身份证带在身上。
So I said to Helen, "I don't put it in my pocket. Where do I put it?"
那我就说，我不放在口袋里面，我放在哪呢
？I put in my shirt every time I change my shirt. I might forget my card.
你放在一个衣袋里面的话，当你换过衣服的话，你就可能忘记了。
And then, unless you want to carry a lot of cash around, then you carry a card around, a credit card with you.
当然了，假如你除非你是带大量的现金，不然的话，你只有带信用卡了。
But you have this mark in your hand or forehead. No more problems.
可是，假如你有一份记录在你的手上的话，简单了。
My trousers will not be worn out anymore.
裤子会被磨损了。
I had to give up one pair of trousers because it literally wore through my pocket at the back.
有的裤子因为就真因为是口袋已经弄破了，我也把它丢掉。
Now you don't need any of this. It's so convenient. When you go to the airport, you travel. You have to, did I remember to bring my passport? Or I need this and that. Even you buy an air ticket, you don't need. Everything is registered in the computer.
现在有多么方便，只要你能够把这个电脑的硬件放在你手上的话，你根本不需要带钱，也不需要带护照。
All you need to do is bring your toothbrush.
当然你带牙刷了。
I think the chip cannot clean your teeth for you.
可能那个电脑的硬件不可以跟你刷牙。
But now you have no problems.
现在没问题了。
And what happens if you are injured or if anything happens to you? How they can identify who you are unless you have your ID on you?
假如你因故受伤的话，怎么去证明你的身份呢？除非你身上带着你的身份证件。
No problem.
现在没问题了。
So.The Antichrist will have full control.
所以这个敌基督他可以拥有完全的权柄去管制。
But all in the name of convenience and order.
当然，他的名堂就是方便。
When you go into the shop to buy something, you don't need any cash.
你去店里面去买东西吗？你不用花钱的，不用一现金。
Because your mark will be scanned.
因为你的记录就会被扫描。
When it says mark, doesn't mean anybody can see it. You know, it's hidden in the skin.
这个记录可能人看不到的是在你的皮肤底下的。
It doesn't mean you walk around with something sticking on your head.
也不是说你带着一个什么仪器在你的头上。
I think the women don't like that. They have something sticking there.
女士们可能就不喜欢了，对不对
？You don't have to worry. Nobody can see it even.
你不用担心，没有人可以看到的。
Only the scanner will be able to see it.
只是那个扫描机可以扫到。
Wonderful. So you go into the shop.You want to buy a packet of chips? You don't have to worry. Do I have enough change? Just one scan, and that automatically that money is taken out of your bank account.
那很简单，只要你要去商店里面，你要买一个零食的话，你就可以自动的从你的银行的款里面现款里面去扣除。
Or also very good for the merchants. They like that too.
对商人里面他们也喜欢的，对不对
？Because if you give them your credit card, they're not always sure whether they.This card is genuine or not?
因为你给他信用卡的时候，他也不能够确定你的信用卡是否有效。
I'm told that the businesses lose vast amounts of money because of false cards.
因为他们有很多很多的商人，他们因为一些假的信用卡，他们亏损很大。
But you can't falsify this chip.
可是只要你用个电脑的硬件在皮肤底下的话，这个是不可以弄假的。
So this means that the businesses know that they will get their money.
所以换句话说，那些商人他也知道他能够拿到他的钱。
You also can't cheat them.
你也不可以骗他。
Because if you have no money in the bank account, you put your chip, your hand there, and the machine says this guy has no money.
因为假如你的银行里面没有钱的话，那个电脑就可以告诉他，哎，你这个人他的银行里面没有钱。
So you won't sell anything to you.
所以那个商人当然也不会卖，都是卖给你呢。
Oh, this is the world of the future, but it's already here now.
这个是未来社会的操作啊，在某一程度上，现在已经实行了。
This video was made 3 or 4 years ago, and it said at that time already the technology is in place, just waiting to be implemented.
这个录像是30年前的，他说。这个技术已经预备好了，就是等待时机到的话就可以运作。
In fact, it's already in use among some dogs in North America.
你可以说在美国有一些的狗已经用上了。
So that if a dog got lost and hasn't got a collar on it, they can identify straight away whose dog this is.
你知道，假如有狗遗失的话，他们就即刻可以看到狗的主人是谁。
Although now it's still on a voluntary basis.
当然，目前还是在一个自愿的形式上。
Now our time is far gone.
我们时间已经不多了。
As I told you that we are really racing, but I have a hard time even giving the general outline.
我实际上的确是很困难，去就是把大纲的跟你们说一说。
The picture, I don't think I can portray it. You see, can you see it's dark or not dark? It looks interesting. It looks nice. The whole thing is very deceptive.
看起来好像很有趣，可是你是否看得到整件事的那份的黑暗在里面，那份的？那份的虚晃在里面。
It will be so deceptive that you don't even know how bad the situation is.
那份的虚假在里面的话，也就是我们根本看不到里面的黑暗的成分。
Until the persecution comes.
除非逼迫的到来。
And you will have to lay down your life.
你要为主舍命。
In the history of the church, laying down one's life is nothing new.
在教会的历史上。看到为主舍命，这个不是一个新鲜的题目了。
And you know, laying down one's life is not the worst thing that can happen.
我可以说，就是其实牺牲生命不是一个很大的了不起的事情。
People have said to me, you know, dying is not the difficult part. It's the suffering before the dying.
有人曾经说过，死亡其实并不可怕，是受苦比较可怕。
And if you see what some of the martyrs endured, it's enough to make your hair stand on end.
所以当你看到那些受逼迫的他们所遭遇到的那些的苦难
the kind,
可能那个叫我们更可怕
the kind of cruelty that human imagination can think up is amazing
可以看到人的那份的残暴使人更加的惧怕
But what about being crucified?
那个被钉十字架
How is that for a form of dying?
你觉得这个死刑怎么样呢
Or you can hang up on the cross for 3 days or more
你可以被钉在十字架上3-4天
And your blood slowly drips away.
你的血慢慢的流干
While you're hanging in unspeakable pain up there.
然后你受到肉体上受到说不出的痛苦
Jesus never called us to anything but what he himself had gone through.
主耶稣他所呼召我们的他所要我们受的就是他本身已经受过了
We speak about preparing for his coming. How do you prepare to die?
我们谈到预备主的到来你怎么预备为主而死呢
I tell you something. I prepare to die every day.
我可以跟你说，我每天都为主预备，为他而死。
I expect it will come to me.
我也觉得这会临到我的身上。
All church leaders must be prepared to die.
所有教会的领袖领导，他们要预备为主而死。
I once talked to a group of our church leaders.
我曾经跟我们教会的领导分享。
I couldn't help but start crying.
我不可以控制我的眼泪。
I said to them, maybe I have led you all into your death.
我曾经跟他们说，就是可能我带你们进入你们的坟墓里面。
Although it's your own choice, but if I were not around, maybe you wouldn't have to go through all this.
我跟他们说，当然这个是你们自愿的。可是假如我不在的话，可能你们也不会。
Almost certainly, all church leaders who remain faithful to the Lord will die.
我可以说的是，几乎可以肯定的说，就是所有忠心。跟主的啊，他们一定会死。
And many, many who remain faithful who are not church leaders will also die.
那这就是不是教会的领袖。假如你是精心敬为主敬重的话，可能你也会面对死亡。
Are you prepared?
你是否预备呢
？Prepare for his coming. Did you think we'll just learn to play the guitar better. We'll all get the nice big choir here when Jesus comes. We'll all start singing, right?
怎么预备呢？你是否啊？我要弹我的吉他，弹得好一点啊！我可以组织一个歌唱团啊！主站的时候，我们唱歌给他听，是这样吗
？I hope we can still encourage one another on that day.
当然，我希望到那一天的时候，我们也可以彼此的去鼓励。
I'm not sure we'll be allowed to sing.
我不懂在那个时候我们是否可以唱歌了。
If there is a chance, by all means, sing.
啊，假如有机会的话，你们可以唱歌的。
But some of us will not be given that chance, I'm afraid.
可能我们有一部分的人没有这个福，没有这个福分。
Prepare for his coming means to prepare to die. That's to put it as simply as possible.
简单的说，直接的、了当的说，预备主的到来就是预备死亡。
And there's not enough teaching about dying in the church. Let me tell you this.
在教会里面，似乎我们在死亡的这个功课上，我们所教导的还是很少。
By dying, I don't mean you stand there and somebody puts a shot through your head. That is very easy.
当然我不是说你是站在那边，人家枪毙你，这个很简单吧。
What about first some hard labor?
或许是先来色的劳动。
Without food and without enough clothing.
没有足够的食物和衣服。
What about some beatings?
或许是鞭打。
What about some electric shocks?
或许是一些电的通过你的身上。
What about all the torture systems that man can think of, like crushing your thumb slowly with a screw?
或许用一些的螺丝去磨损你的手指啊，一些人所想象的那些残酷的耗刑。
At the end of which, to die would just be sheer joy.
到那个时候啊，死亡可能是一个真的面对死亡的时候，可能是一个喜乐了。
And finally, this guy pulls out his gun and gives you a shot in the head. You said, "Why? What took you so long?"
他说：“哎呀，你快点啊，把一个枪、一个子弹放在了头里面，就是更快更好。”
I say this because some people think of dying as just that moment of death.
我又说这些时候，有些人他们谈到死亡的话，他们只会是那一刹那的时间。
And now you know, you say, "I did the wrong thing to come to this camp."
他说：“哎呀，我就早就不应该来这个营会了。”
Here I come, and this guy tells me about dying.
这个人就跟我说死亡。
I came into the camp to have a nice holiday, and all he can talk about is death.
我来这个营会，我希望能够休息一下，有个假期啊。他就说要死。
And how do you prepare for torture? I don't know how to do this.
怎么预备结束这个酷刑呢？我不懂。
Well, think about it.
想想吧。
The night, as I said at the beginning, will get a lot darker before the dawn.
我说的就是黑夜那份的黑暗会越来越大。
Of course, if I'm saying this to the brothers and sisters in China, of course, we've been through this already.
当然，假如我跟在中国的弟兄姐妹说，他们说啊，我们是经验过了。
And more to come? Well, we expect that.
我说啊，会将有更多的。他们说啊，我们已经预备好了。
But these things never happen in Singapore.
可是这事情在新加坡从来没有发生过的。
Don't worry, your turn will come.
不用担心啊，你的机会来了。
But are you prepared?
但是你预备好了吗？
You see, it's the life in the camp is not that comfortable sometimes.
你说在营会里面，我们还是挺舒适的。
Wait till you try one of the prison camps.
当然有一次你去一个监牢里面去营会，你就知道了。
And so I'm trying to portray for you the kind of situation in a very generalized, in a rough way, what is ahead.
我就是想大略的告诉你将要面对的事情，将要发生的事情。
And then the day comes.
到那一天的时候。
When suddenly you may be caught up into the air. Wow, that is called jet travel in grand fashion.
当那一天你忽然间被提。
You're suddenly caught away. But you look down and there are some others who didn't come up with you.
当你被提在半空里面，你看到，哎，下面还是有人没有被提的。
Now that looks bad.
那不糟糕。
I don't know whether you'll be happy or sorrowful.
我不知道那时候你会高兴呢，还是你会很伤心。
If you look down and you see your dad and mom down there.
或许当你被提的时候，你看到你的父母还在下面。
Now, if you did everything you could to win them for the Lord, your conscience is still okay.
当然，假如你已经尽了你的一切的能力去帮助他们信主的话，可能你的良心不会被责备。
If you feel I could have done more, I don't know how you're going to feel about that.
假如在那一天你会觉得我应该做多一点，我不懂那时候你的悲哀有多大。
And so there comes the rapture, suddenly caught up.
所以谈到信徒被提到半空中。
Very interesting idea, this one.
这个是一个挺有趣的事情。
I don't think anybody could have thought of something like this or imagined something like this.
我不可以想象，就是人他们可以有这样的想象的能力。
don't think anybody could have invented this kind of a teaching.
没有人可以去发明这种的教导。
But you see, here comes the surprise element. We don't know when this happens.
啊，这个就是那个的惊讶的，就是我们不知道什么时候这些事情会发生。
All we know, it will be in the midst of a terrible time of persecution.
我们只知道就是在一切的逼迫、一切的患难里面，这些事情会发生。
It is a kind of rescue, you know, like Entebbe or something. The paratroopers come in and they rescue the people out of the grip of the evil power.
就好像 一种的拯救的行动啊，就好像以前在安提比的那个拯救的行动，在一切的困难的里面，信徒忽然就被提了。
So maybe at that very moment, this guy was going to give you the shot in the head.
可能就是在那一刹那啊，你将要被枪毙的时候呢。
And suddenly.Hey, where is he gone?
忽然间啊，主就把你提上去的。那个说，哎，他去哪
？Maybe that will be for his salvation.
可能那个是为他的救恩的好处。
Suddenly he realizes I persecuted the wrong person.
然后忽然间他会想到，就是啊，原来我逼迫错了。
It seems that God does everything to give a person a chance to repent.
似乎主他会尽他一切的能力去帮助人悔改。
I don't think the rapture is simply a piece of divine trick.
我不相信那个信徒被提只是神的一些的玩意。
Some kind of stunt that God performs.
就好像神的一些的能力的彰显那样。
It is apparently an attempt to give people one last chance, a very short chance, but one last chance to repent.
似乎通过信徒的被提，主希望能够给人最后的一个机会去悔改。
Because that surely is an amazing event. Suddenly a person.Is lifted up.
因为忽然间你看到有人被提到半空的时候，一定是一个很奇妙的一个情况。
We do not know the distance in time between the rapture and the coming of the Lord to earth.
我们不知道距离信徒被提跟主的再来那一份时间的距离有多长。
Yeah, where the exegetical difficulties are.
啊，这个也是西进的困难所在。
But after the rapture.It appears because the Lord hasn't come down to earth. You meet him up in the air.
然后当信徒被提的时候，他们就会在半空中与主相会。
The next stage is for the Lord to set his feet upon the earth.
然后慢慢主就会再次的降临在整个地上。
And so the picture given to us, for example, in Acts chapter 1, the angel said to the disciples, "What are you looking up there for? The one you see him going in this way, he will land again. He will come down again on the Mount of Olives as you have seen him going up."
那这个就是在《使徒行传》第一章里面的那个图画，天使跟使徒说：“你为什么仰天去向天看呢？你这样子看到主耶稣升上天，同样他也会以同样的形式降到这个地上，把他的脚放在橄榄上上。”
I have the impression that the vast hosts of angels will remain up there while the Lord Jesus comes down and stands on the Mount of Olives overlooking the temple.
我可以想象的是，当主耶稣降临，把他的降临在圣地的时候天上还有很多的天使天君还在那边。
And I imagine that maybe his apostles will be with him.
可能他的使徒会跟他在一起。
And like in the old days, they will walk down the Mount of Olives towards the temple.
就好像以前一样，他们会走向圣殿。
I'm picturing this, trying to put the picture of the New Testament together.
我希望把新约的一些的图画拼在一起。
You will see no sign of arrogance or pride, of course, and he will walk with his disciples humbly along down the hill, past Gethsemane and up on the other side.
当然，你看到在主的里面没有半点的高傲，他会谦卑的跟他的门徒一起的走向圣地。
And if I understand the scripture correctly, he will walk up from the Kidron Valley into the Golden Gate.
会可以想象到，他会通过那个金门进入圣殿
，right into the newly built temple，
进入那个新建的圣殿里面。
And I imagine the Antichrist in his last act of defiance will be sitting upon his throne in the holy place in the temple。
我也可以想象，就是那个敌基督在他最后的挣扎的里面，他也会站在圣地上做垂死的挣扎。
And where are all his powerful forces?
然后他的那些跟随他的又怎么样呢
？Well, all his forces I can see will be immobilized. None of them will be able to move. Rather like Y2K on a grand scale.
可能就好像那个千年虫这样子了。他的能力不能够操作。
His rockets cannot fire.
可能他的火箭也上不到。
His armored vehicles can't move.
那可能他的战机也不能够动弹。
His troops are unable to use their weapons.
可能他的武器也不能够用。
Their jeeps will not run.
他们的那些的战车那些军舰也不可以用。
All the chips in the tanks have malfunctioned.
所有的操作都失宜。
No guns can fire.
没有一些的枪可以备用。
What an interesting, vast Y2K situation going on.
可以看到一个非常有趣的图画。
Above the hosts of angels.
在大队的天使天军里面。
Like huge clouds above.
就好像云彩一样。
But this is Jesus' style. He likes to do things in a very interesting and very gentle and yet powerful way.
这是主耶稣他所做事情的方法。他通常他都会很有趣的很怎么说很谦卑的去执行他的事情。
And so he walks into the temple.
然后主耶稣他会走进他的圣殿上。
As the prophet Malachi said, the Lord shall suddenly come to his temple. It will be very sudden in the sense that it doesn't take a long time to walk from Mount of Olives to the temple.
就好像先知马拉基所说的主就会很释然的他就会走进他的圣殿上。
And all of you who have been to Israel and to Jerusalem easily see the picture in your mind.
其实有到过以色列的他们也可以在脑海里面想象这个情象。
And when the Lord Jesus goes into the temple and there's the Antichrist still trying to put out his show.
你看到就是主耶稣慢慢呢他走进圣殿你还有看到就是那个敌基督站在圣殿里面去做垂死的挣扎。
The scripture says he will be destroyed by the fire that the Lord Jesus sends forth.
圣经里面说过，那个敌基督他会被主耶稣所差遣的火去浇灭。
He will simply be turned into a small pile of ashes, in other words.
他会化成一堆的灰烬。
He and his throne will disappear into this little pile.
那个敌基督和他的所谓的王位被烧成灰烬。
Very interesting picture.
那非常有趣的情况。
And at that moment, I can imagine that a cry will go up through all the angels and all the heavenly hosts.
在那个时候，你可以想象，在天使天君他们的呼喊。
The Lord reigns.
主耶稣作王。
And blessed be His name forever.
他的名是值得祝福的。
And this will echo through the whole heavens and through the whole earth.
全世界全天地都会被这个响声去做回响。
You can imagine the picture, the whole silence of heaven and earth as the Lord Jesus and his apostles walk slowly, steadily towards the temple. Every breath is held. What's going to happen now?
你可以想象就是每一个人都会平视静气的去品着他们的气势去看着主耶稣跟他的门徒怎么样的去走向圣殿。
And with the destruction of Antichrist,
然后当敌基督被消灭的时候
The king has come.
王已经到了
All heavens rejoice together.
整个天使天君都欢呼
I think you can hear the sound of the trumpets, the roar of the heavenly host. What a sound of it.
我可以看到号角的声音
breathtaking.
这个是非常令人挺身静气的
So I hope you have at least a vague picture.
我希望你大概也可以得到这个图画
When will all this happen?
什么时候这些事情会发生呢?
I think probably within less than 10 years.
可能在不到十年之间吧。
Maybe a lot less.
可能在更短的时间之内。
Maybe slightly more.
可能多一点点。
So we'll say 12 at the maximum.
顶多十二年。
Of course, as I said, I leave this matter because the scripture will not allow us to fix the date.
当然在圣经里面圣经也就所以我们不能够把日期定下来。
But we don't have a lot of time.
但是我们时间不多了。
We don't have a lot of time to live in this present age.
我们在世的时间其实也不多了。
And maybe not a lot of time before we die.
那可能距离我们的死亡也不远了。
But you would say, if we die, we don't see all this.
我死了，我就看不到这一切了。
Oh, don't worry.
不用担心。
You will see it.
你也会看到的。
If you belong to him.
只要你是属于他的话
First Thessalonians chapter 4
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
That's why we said the rapture takes place first
也就是为什么刚才我说的就是那个信徒被提开始
Because at the rapture what happens? All the saints in the past who died they are raised at that time.
然后当信徒被提的时候，他是已经死去了，已经睡去了，他们都会被复活过来。
And those who are alive will be called up after the former saints have been raised.
所以当那些死去的他们复活的时候，那些活着的信徒都会被提。
Now we see another purpose for the rapture.
所以也看到信徒被提的另外一个目的。
They are going to witness. They are going to witness the Lord's coming upon the earth.
他们要见证主在来临到这个世上。
Oh, they will not miss that, to be sure.
他们肯定可以看得到。
That is the beauty and the wonder of it.
这个就是那份的美丽，那份的奇妙。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们起身祷告结束。